Breakthrough Business Strategies, and happy Monday to each and everyone. This is your guest host, Stephanie Callahan, on Twitter at Steph Callahan, coming to you today right from the heart of Illinois. Today, we are flipping the script on your regular guest, Michelle Price, otherwise known on Twitter as Prosperity Gal. Now, while the host is different, the content is the same. We will still bring you information on business success mindset, or your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success in your business today. Now, today's breakthrough savvy tip is with our favorite in-house intellectual sales expert, Don Cooper. Don, welcome to First Monday.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and you know, I can't wait here to flip the script on Michelle. I have my evil laugh and my twinkling eyes going over here that you can't see.
Oh, good, good, good.
But you know, before we get to that, I hear you have 9 things we need to do after connecting with someone on LinkedIn, so I want to hear about it.
Well, this is a common challenge that people have. You connect with somebody on LinkedIn, and then what happens?
Right.
You don't know what do you do next, how you build that relationship virtually. And really, it's a similar issue to when you meet somebody in the real world at a networking event. If you don't make contact after that first connection, there's almost no point in having made the connection in the first place. Because a connection is not a relationship, and that takes time and effort to build. So when you connect with somebody on LinkedIn, there are some specific things you can do to help facilitate that relationship with them. I want to share 9 different tactics that you might be able to use after you connect with somebody on LinkedIn. Number 1, send an article. You should know something about them so that you have an idea of what articles they might find of interest. But you can send them either the whole article or a link to an article, along with a short note about what the article is and why you thought they might be interested in it. Number 2, follow their status updates and like, share, or comment on them. Keep your LinkedIn window open, monitor your stream of updates, and watch for their postings. Or just click over to their profile, look for their most recent postings, and then you can like them, you can share them with others, you can comment on them. Number 3, if they have a blog, go check it out, read it, and comment on one or more of the posts. Don't make a comment just for the sake of commenting, just to get your name in there. Make some kind of a comment relating to what they said. Add to the conversation. Number 4, talk with them about groups. You can either recommend a group to them that you think they might find of interest, or you can ask them about their favorite groups. What groups do they think you'd benefit from joining? What groups have they gotten the most value out of? Number 5, offer to introduce them to one of your connections. Very often, people will ask others for introduction to their connections. Flip that. In the same way that you're flipping this interview with Michelle, flip that process with LinkedIn contacts. So after you have connected with somebody, write them a short note saying, hey, I've got however many connections. Please feel free to look through them, and if there's anybody you'd like to get to know, shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to introduce the two of you. So rather than asking them to introduce you to somebody, you offer to introduce them to somebody. Number 6, going one step further, actually recommend them to someone you know. Check out their profile, learn what they do, understand what positions they're in, and look for people in your network that you can introduce them to, that you can recommend for work.
I love, and Don, I want to interrupt you for just a minute there.
Sure.
And tell you that's one of my favorite ones. And I find people tell me that I stand out because I do that. I've taken that extra step to say, hey, I know somebody that you may want to know immediately.
I believe it's so simple. Yeah.
So simple.
And number 7 is a variation on that. It's to let them know ways that you can help them, ways that don't cost them anything. So, for example, if you're a copywriter, odds are you know a lot of graphic designers. So send them a note saying, by the way, I know a lot of graphic designers. If you ever need a referral to a graphic designer, let me know. I'll be happy to give you some names. Or if you're an attorney, say, by the way, I'm always happy to give some free consulting. I can't necessarily dispense legal advice, but I'm happy to give you some thoughts. So if you have a question at any time, give me a shout. Let them know what your skill sets are. Let them know what your capabilities are. What can you do for them that costs them nothing that would be of value to them? Number 8, follow them on Twitter. Check out what their Twitter feed is. A lot of people now have their Twitter handle actually on their LinkedIn profile. You can follow them directly. But you can also begin a dialogue with them on Twitter. It's actually easier on Twitter than it is on LinkedIn. So you can migrate from one platform to the other, use one to support your efforts on the other. And that way you can talk with them directly via Twitter. You can retweet their tweets, because for a lot of people like myself, I use Twitter a lot more than I use LinkedIn. So if you're looking to comment or share my stuff, you're going to be able to do that more easily on Twitter than on LinkedIn. And number 9, invite them for coffee. Just like in the real world, invite them to meet with you after the initial meeting. So if they're in your local area, offer to meet them for coffee. If they're in some other city, let them know if they're in your area, you'd like to get together, or if you're going to be traveling, let them know, hey, I'm going to be in this city, would you like to get together? A friend of mine, David Knorr, who is a real LinkedIn expert, has really used this tactic. Whenever he travels, he checks out his LinkedIn connection, see who's in that city, let them know who'll be there, and ask them if they'd like to get there for a quick cup of coffee. And he'll schedule 3, 5, 7 coffee dates in the course of a day to really maximize his time while he's in whatever city he's traveling to. So look at this list. And if you didn't get all 9 down, go back and check the replay on whoismichelleprice.com. And look at this list. Figure out which of these things makes the most sense for you and which of these things makes the most sense for any given person you meet on LinkedIn. Because not all 9 will work for everybody you connect with. But 1 or 2 or 3 certainly will. Use these tactics and you will find your LinkedIn connections turn into LinkedIn relationships.
Awesome, Don. Thank you so much for those 9 tips. And actually, I think you snuck in a 10th there. You mentioned connecting people with people on Twitter, because people usually put their Twitter profile on LinkedIn. So if you don't have your Twitter profile on LinkedIn, go and do that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for those tips today. I always love hearing your connection points, and I'm excited to hear them again next month.
My pleasure, Stephanie.